Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today I want to read to you from that great Psalm, Psalm 119, and talk to you about protection from the proud. I'm going to read to you from Psalm 119, verses 121 and 122, where we read this. I have done justice and righteousness. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Be surety for your servant for good. Do not let the proud oppress me. Now, it's easy to see pride in others. It isn't so easy to see it in ourselves. When we see pride in others, it's often because they trouble us somehow. This was the problem of the psalmist. So he began by noting his own life. He says there in verse 121, I have done justice and righteousness. Now, please understand, this was not a claim to sinless perfection. It was confidence in the general righteousness of his life. The psalmist knew that his life was dedicated to God and that his oppressors' lives were not. The difference was in more than theology. It was in the way they lived their lives. And this confidence in one's spiritual condition and their separation from those who didn't obey God, that's notable. Then he says, be surety for your servant for good. The psalmist asked God to defend and to stand up for him. It was only through God defending him that he could avoid the oppression of the proud. Those are beautiful words. Be surety for your servant. Those words mean that he asked God to take up his interests and his problems, and he asked God to treat those problems as God's own problems. He wanted the proud people who troubled him to see that God was on his side. This is evidence that his previous claim to justice and righteousness, it wasn't in an absolute sense. If the psalmist had felt that he was completely just and righteous before God, he would not plead for God to stand as a surety for him. But he did. Even though he was upright, he still knew that he was a sinner before God, and such a sinner that he needed God to stand as a surety for him. He couldn't stand for himself. He needed God to stand for him. So the psalmist cried out to God as Job did. Job 17, verse 3 says, now put down a pledge for me with yourself. The psalmist prayed that God would be to him what Jesus is to his people, a surety of the covenant, a guarantee of God's promise. You'll find that in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 22. This was true for the psalmist in his present struggle, but it is also true in an even greater spiritual sense. The proudest creature ever to live is the devil himself. He's the father of all pride. Our proud accuser would crush us if the Lord Jesus had not stood between our spiritual enemy and us, and if Jesus had not become our promise of a better covenant. Here, the psalmist concludes by asking, do not let the proud oppress me. This verse, Psalm 119, verse 22, verse 122, it's another rare example of a verse in Psalm 119 that does not mention God's word in some way. This might be evidence of the tremendous mental and emotional anguish caused by the proud enemies of the psalmist. His eyes seem to be off the Bible and on his oppressors, but you know what? It's just for a moment. So today, no matter how strong your adversaries are, no matter how proud they are and how much they trouble you, don't let them take your eyes off God and His Word.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.